Hey, real quick before we get started, if you're someone out there that has an online store or you're starting an online store and you feel overwhelmed and you need help with product selection from USA and domestic suppliers and having an actual store that you can be proud of that actually converts and isn't gimmicky and full of countdown timers and things like that, and running the Facebook ads to get sales, and then learning how to actually read the data with your Facebook ads to get more sales, and then scale up when the time is right, well, we want to help with that. So what we do is we have what we call a one-to-one store acceleration call. It's a free call with our team. It'll be a strategist on our team, and they'll walk you through what we call our sales success recipe. It's the framework we use when we start and grow online stores. And if you like what you hear, they'll tell you about how we can work together one-to-one to help you grow your online store. Go to storerecipe.com. That's storerecipe.com. You can read over the page and then schedule a call with our team. Let's dive in. All right, want to have some fun in this episode and give you some different retargeting angles and types of ads you can run to really nudge people to take action and buy your product or service or schedule a consultation or whatever you want them to do. All right, so there's a couple different types. You have to remember that people respond to different things, and also it depends on your business, but these are going to be kind of across the board, all right? So let's dive in. Number one that's almost uniform across any industry is social proof. All right, so if you run a retargeting ad with a happy customer talking about their experience, that's gonna do really well at the bottom of the funnel when somebody has already seen your brand, seen your product, and they're trying to make a decision. Showing them a video of someone, and if you can't do that, just a testimonial in the ad of somebody talking about their experience using the product. Works extremely well. You can use multiple. It's great, all right? So testimonial social proof would be one type of retargeting. Another one that I think is very underutilized but works extremely well is kind of a brand story. It's a retargeting ad, and it kind of acknowledges the elephant in the room of, hey, you have a lot of options when you buy this type of product or whatnot. And you introduce yourself. Or if it's like a store, you can introduce the founders and how it all started, and you kind of tell the brand story. Hey, we created this because we wanted to solve this problem. Or we're a small business based here, and our goal is to bring affordable products to, you know, the public, whatever it is. It's a retargeting ad. It's for people that have already been to the site, and it tells the brand story, why you're unique, why you exist, and then has a call to action. Great retargeting ad. A third one is, I call it either a reasons why or an FAQ. A traditional FAQ would be, hey, these are the questions you probably have before buying, so let's go ahead and answer them, you know? And it could be, how long will it take to get my item? Where's the product made? That would be more of like an e-commerce, or it could be more of, hey, what do I get? How long do I have access if it's an info product? That would be the FAQ. Now, the reasons why is one I love to use. And it could be, hey, five reasons why you'll want to choose us, or five reasons why we help people do X, or five reasons why people choose us when they want to do X, right? And then you just list out 5, 10 reasons, whatever it is, and then you have a call to action, right? So it's a reasons why or an FAQ. And there's multiple, I have like a whole list, but then another one you could do is a straight discount, obviously, for e-commerce, where you offer something like a discount code or free shipping, something along those lines to somebody who's already been, they're trying to make a decision. Again, if this is an info product, you could offer a special bonus, like a longer guarantee or an upgrade, something like that. So let's just recap what we covered. The testimonials, social proof, the brand story one, which again is very underutilized, telling the story, introducing yourself, making people feel comfortable. The FAQ or the reasons why, and then just a discount or an incentive. And you can do multiple of each and run all of them to people and just see what performs best and how people do. Before we wrap up, I want to see if there's any others I can think of, because I'm had a couple I wanted to share at the top of my head that I did. A reminder one, just a simple, hey, you were here and then you left can work well. It can work well too. Did you forget something? I think the Ryan Dice and the digital marketer crew kind of came up with that one years ago, but just kind of reminding them, hey, you were here, then you left, come back, right? Something simple like that is really good. Or just engaging them with more content. But if you had to take any off here, again, social proof, brand story, FAQ or reasons why, and then an incentive. Great retargeting ads, try them all, and it'll increase your conversions and make your ad spend go a long way.